No one holds command over me. No man, no god, no prince. What is a claim of age for ones who are immortal? What is a claim of power for ones who defy death? Call your damnable hunt. We shall see who I drag along to listen to this show, part of the Goblin Broadcast Network at gbncom.com.
Welcome to The Tome, episode 19. I am your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. The Tome is a D&D review podcast, and in this episode, we will be reanimating Libris Mortis, Book of the Undead. Welcome again to episode 19 of The Tome, Libris Mortis. And this is a very, very special episode for two reasons. I've got two very exciting pieces of news. In fact, I'm going to spend quite a bit of time talking about the news for this episode. And there's going to be a little bit less time for the review, which I think will be fine. The review we have is actually a guest review from another podcast looking at the book Libris Mortis, and I'm really excited about that. And you'll hear a little bit more about that from the guys over at Nuketown Active Radio. But first, two bits of big news. The first bit of big news is that The Tome is now officially the sister podcast of Fistful of Comics and Games. And this has actually happened a couple of episodes ago. There's been some hints around online if you've been searching around on the website and that kind of thing. But I'd already sort of recorded two episodes ago, and then the last episode was so long with the interview, so I decided to wait until now to put that out. What does this mean for you guys? Well, it means, first of all, that we finally have a forum solution that I'm very happy with, because the Fistful of Comics and Games guys gave me a little corner of their forum, which I'm told will even be seeing some upgrades this summer. So that'll be really, really cool. So check out the forum, and I'll give you links to that later on. On the forum, I'm going to be also giving you guys some previews of things that are coming up, giving you guys some things to chit-chat about, give me some feedback on the show, a chance to throw in your thoughts about different things that we're going to be talking about. Maybe you've already read a book that we're going to be looking at. I try to give at least a week, if not more, time on that forum that I'm going to be putting things up, and you guys will have a chance to give me some information about what's coming up on the show, and I might share some of that on that episode. What else does the affiliation with Fistful of Comics and Games mean for The Tome? Well, it means that The Tome now has a real-life, full-grown website, which the Fistful of Comics and Games guys are helping me with the hosting. I've worked on the site myself. I built it from scratch. It's been about 10 years since I wrote a web page from scratch, and then I was doing it writing the raw HTML, so I'm a little bit out of practice, but I think it's turned out pretty decent, and it's really easy to find now. You can find the new Tome home, if you will, at www.thetomeshow.com, all one word. So that's thetomeshow.com. Check it out. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you like about the site. Let me know what you don't like about the site. The old site's still there. I still update the blog there. But the new site automatically updates when I update that blog. So, and then lastly, the new affiliation with Fistful of Comics and Games means that you can probably plan on hearing more Fistful of Comics and Games voices on this show. And you will probably hear continued segments from me on Fistful of Comics and Games. In fact, I just recently recorded some things for them regarding some espionage comics from DC, but I'll keep that on the down low for now. And they've been talking about sending me a review of the Slaughter Guard adventure from Wizards of the Coast, which they've been playing through over there. Now, the second bit of Tome news, which is every bit as exciting as the first one. And I've been working very hard at making this happen for a few months now, and I'm really pumped about this. Here's the bit of news. The Tome is having its first ever contest. That's right, fabulous prizes could be yours. The goal of this, of course, is to have fun, but it's also to help promote the show and to make the Tome a better podcast for everybody involved. Here's how you can enter. There's lots and lots of ways to get involved in this contest. You can create and send something into the Tome, such as a new promo. If you go to the website and click on promotion, you'll find a link to the current promo that sometimes gets played on other podcasts. If you would like to record a new promo or write a script for a new promo that I can record or get some people together and record, that would be fine. But put together a new promo, write a script for a new promo, send in a bumper. Something simple like, hey, this is Jeff, and you're listening to The Tome. What would be really cool is if people put together some really slick-looking, some really slick-sounding stinger sounds for the different segments. So the little sounds of page turnings that I have between chapters or articles, or a new sound to announce when there's going to be Tome news or D&D news, or a sound to announce when I'm going to be talking about feedback, or when I'm going to start the reviews, or when I'm going into the conclusion. Stinger sounds like that, I think, really help a podcast sound really cool and really professional, and I think it would be awesome if somebody put some stuff together like that for the show. You can come up with new opening or closing music for the show. You can design a new logo for the show. You can put together a new banner for the show to help promote it. Send in an audio comment. Maybe I've said something that you disagree with. Maybe I'm reviewing something coming up and you have some thoughts on it. Record an audio comment, send it in. That'll get you entered into the contest. Or you could send in a recorded or written guest review of a D20 product. So if there's something out there that we haven't talked about and you want to put your two cents in on it, send it in and I will count it. You can also be entered in the contest by helping promote the show. You can play the Tome promo in your podcast if you have one. You can link to the Tome or add a banner for the Tome to your site, blog, MySpace, Facebook, all those things. Email me a link to the page so that I can verify that you've actually done it, and I'll enter you in. Every time you do one of these things, your name will get placed into a drawing for one of three awesome prize packages. I've got some incredible prize packages, literally hundreds of dollars worth of prizes, most of which were donated by sponsors. I should say, to make things fair, that sponsors or the Fistful of Comics guys are not eligible because there's already some close affiliations going on there. Regular Tome reporters, however, I will consider eligible because these are just listeners like you guys, and they've put a lot of work into it, and when they send stuff in, I'm happy to put their name into the drawing just like everybody else. Sponsors for this this contest include Swords Edge Publishing, who are providing free downloads of PDF game books. Geek Label, who are providing two $30 gift certificates. Mayhem Comics, located in Ames, Iowa, who are providing the Drow of the Underdark book. And the core set of D&D books in a single package. So that's the Player's Handbook, the Dungeon Master's Guide, and the Monster Manual in a slick little slipcover box. And there's one additional sponsor that I may be announcing soon, but at this time, I haven't heard from yet. And I'm also going to throw in a couple of other things from my own collection that, for one reason or another, I ended up having doubles of. So I'm going to throw in book 3 of the Hunter's Blades trilogy by R.A. Salvatore, The Two Swords, which is the latest Drizzt novel in hardback. I'm also going to be throwing in from my own collection Armies of the Abyss, which is the Book of Fiends Volume 2, written by Eric Mona, put out by Green Ronin Publishing, and honestly, one of my favorite books or series of books from Green Ronin. And here's what the announcements will be for the time being. And if I hear from this other possible sponsor, then next time I put together a show, I will add them into the mix too. The first place package will involve 5 products from Sword's Edge Publishing, a $30 gift certificate to Geek Label, and the first pick of any 2 of the books provided by Mayhem Comics or myself. Second place will include 3 products from Sword's Edge Publishing, a $30 gift certificate from Geek Label, and second pick of 1 of the game books provided by myself and Mayhem Comics. And third place will include 1 product from Sword's Edge Publishing, the third pick, or whatever's left over, from Mayhem Comics and myself. So we are looking at literally hundreds of dollars in prize packages here. And I'm really excited to make this first contest for the tome a really exciting one. Check out any of those sponsors. You can find Geek Label at geeklabel.com. You can find Mayhem Comics at mayhemcomics.com. And you can find Sword's Edge Publishing at swordsedgepublishing.ca. And I'm really excited to tell you about the other sponsor once I hear more information from them. So get your submissions together. Email me at thetomeshow@gmail.com. And let's get this contest going strong. The deadline to get submissions to me is the end of July. So you've got almost 2 full months to put this together. Winners will be announced on the first episode that comes out in August. I also have some exciting things in the works for the Dragons of Faerun episode, so be looking out for that. But it might mean that I will put off putting out that episode by a couple of weeks. So just be patient with that. I understand that it's been a little while since I've been talking about this book. I have it done. I've read it. I've written up my review of it. But I've got some things in the works that I think might be really cool to include in that episode. So that's the tome news, and it's really cool. It's really exciting. We're part of the Fistful of Comics and Games family now. We've got this exciting, awesome contest going on. Do some things out there. Get out the word about the tome. If you got some other ideas on how to enter in that contest, email those ideas to me. I'm open to looking at some different things, but there's some really cool stuff going on for the tome this summer, and I think it's really cool. Some quick D&D news. And I'm probably going to miss a few bits of D&D news here because originally I wrote up this news for the last episode. But since J.C. Hutchins and I had such a great time talking, that had to be cut out. But I'll be catching up on the news here with you really quick here. First of all, there's a new D&D dice game called Infighting. This October, Wizards of the Coast is putting out a new game called Infighting D&D dice game. It was designed by Rob Hienso, who also created the Three Dragon Ante card game and was the lead designer for the D&D miniature game. So he has a lot of experience doing some of these sort of alternative games connected to D&D. In infighting, a roll of the dice determines which bar brawling action a player makes next, such as throwing a punch, smashing a chair over someone's head, or chugging some ale. It comes with a rule sheet, 6 6-sided dice, and 52 character cards, and the cost will be about $15. Some other interesting news. I found some really cool-looking new products coming out from Lewis Porter Jr. Design, which you can find at www.lpjdesign.com. The first of these products that came to my attention is called Ionstones: The True Arcane Story, which gives you all kinds of new information and optional rules for these iconic D&D magic items, Ionstones. I've since discovered that LPJ Design is also putting out a whole series of The True Arcane Story for sort of iconic D&D magic items. I've seen Ring of the Ram out there also, and I know that I've seen some others, and just off the top of my head, I can't think of what they are. So I would check those out, because that sounds really cool to me from a little third-party publisher, but that sounds like a really cool thing to do. I'm going to play you a promo here real quick from some guys that I've really been enjoying lately. They've been one of the bigger role-playing game podcasts out there, and I haven't really taken the time or had the time to check them out, and I recently did, and I've been loving it. I've been going through all their archives and catching up to on them, and they focus on all kinds of gaming. Their main focus is on gaming dealing with paper, non-video games, non-electric games, but they deal a lot with board games. They get a lot of interviews with industry insiders, especially with a lot of the smaller independent companies. So I want you to listen up and check out the guys over at Pulp Gamer.
There's a game going on, and you're invited. Join Don, Derek, and Jeremiah when they go out of character every week. Or sneak a peek into the lives of your favorite game designers on Inside Track. Hear Pulp Gamer cast judgment. The best games and the worst games are now subject to the King's Court. Get your gaming fix at pulpgamer.com. That's PULPGamer.com. It's your turn to move.
And that was Pulp Gamer. I've really been enjoying listening to those guys lately. They've been a great bunch as far as supporting the RPG podcasting community. So go check them out. Give them a shot. If you don't like them, that's fine. But go and listen to one episode or two and see what you think. Now, for our review. I've been talking to Nuketown Active Radio lately, and they've got a bunch of reviews that they've done for some D20 products in the past, and has volunteered to sort of edit them down and re-record some of them and put them out just for the tome. So we're going to get the first one of those right here. It is the book called Liberus Mortis, Book of the Undead. It was one of the books in a series that also led to a book about aberrations. You might argue that it led to the book about dragons. And it just basically focuses on one type of monster or creature in the D&D world and gives you all kinds of information about it. So here is that review from the Nuketown Active Radio podcast.
Liberus Mortis is the Book of the Undead. It's a supplement for the Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game, and it was written by Andy Collins, Bruce R. Cordell, and released by Wizards of the Coast in October 2004. It has 192 pages. Now, the reason why I bought this book is because undead and the cults that worship them or create them have played a huge part in my Black Razor's Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Back in the early days, and the campaign started in 96 and has been running ever since, so I guess it's been almost 9 years now. Back in the early days, one of the Black Razor's primary foes was, and actually still remains, the Cult of Death Undying, which was a cult I created that's obsessed with returning a lost demiplane known as Necros to the real world. This plane was sealed off in ancient times, and now this cult wants to bring them back. Now, the demiplane is ruled by liches, it's crawling with undead, and it's really nothing you'd ever want to see return to your reality. Now, the cult has minions, of course. What cult wouldn't have minions, right? Who are known as the followers of the Skeletal Way, and are fanatical footmen whose fondest dream is to die so that they may be reanimated as skeletons or zombies. Now, they really dominated the early years of the campaign, and the party dealt them some serious blows, and as a result, they kind of faded into the background. But recently, the cult and their followers resurfaced as the inspiration for sending a group of Black Razors into Moor Castle, which was a full-size module published in Dungeon 112. The logic behind it was, whatever the cult is interested in couldn't be good. Now, to that end, I wanted to have some new tricks with which to spice up these old enemies, so I bought Liberus Mortis. It's a prestige format book, which is similar in design and production to the early Drachnomonicon source book, which focused on dragons, and also the Lords of Madness, which is a aberration source book, which was more recently released. Now, as with those other books, Liberus Mortis reads like a kind of supersized monster ecology column from Dragon Magazine, but it's really much more than that. It introduces new feats, prestige classes, spells, monsters, and as well as small but fully detailed lairs and sample NPCs. It's really just an intensive look at a specific kind of monster. Now, with the Dractomonicon, it focused entirely on dragons, just one specific kind of monster. But with the Book of the Undead, they're talking about all forms of undead. They're not really focusing in on any one particular monster. Now, as far as the good parts of this book, it's a great resource for spellcasters, as many of the feats are geared towards them. I mean, if you've ever, as a DM, or you know, even as a player, if you go that way, wanted to bulk up a necromancer's animated undead, then this is the book for you. If you ever wanted to you know, have a really, really powerful necromancer's, really nice, well-rounded necromancer's, then this is the book for you. They have a better version of the True Necromancer Prestige class from Tome and Blood, which has better level progression and powers, which really truly befit the name True Necromancer. And when I first saw that prestige class in Tome and Blood, I really wasn't impressed by it. This one, it makes for a much more respectable NPC. The pre-generated NPCs in this book are great. Now, they have examples of liches, ghosts, basically all of your major forms of undead that might end up being NPCs in your campaign. Now, that having been said, being something of a... Well, let's just say I really like to create my own content for my campaign. I hardly ever use canned stuff, more castle aside. So as a result, you know, I always like to create my own NPCs, my own monsters and such. So for me, I'm not probably going to run any of these NPCs out of the box, but they're really great. What they're really great for is for inspiration to kind of look at, okay, well, this is what a 20th level lich would look like. Here's some of the tactics that he might use. This is some of his background. This is how it might have come into existence. And it kind of gives you a feel for, you know, you read through these sections, you go, you know, this gives me some ideas as to where I might go with my own lich. I also like the sections that deal with tactics for different forms of undead. As I mentioned, I have a review of Dractomonicon up on Nuketown. And as I mentioned in that review, one of the things as a DM, especially with some of these really specialized forms of undead like a lich, you're not going to use them a lot. You know, for example, in my campaign's been running for 9 years. There's been one lich. There's been a handful of dragons. You know, I think they fought maybe two ghosts. Lesser undead, yeah, they run into those fairly frequently, especially, you know, skeletons, ghouls, that sort of thing, the kind of thing you would expect to find in a dungeon. But, you know, other kinds of undead, the really advanced undead, they're only going to encounter them a handful of times. As a DM, that means you only really have like one or two times to get it right. You know, you need to be able to kind of have a battle plan in mind for this very powerful monster that you've never actually used before. You have no experience to draw upon. So the cool thing about these books is that they give you the tactics. They talk about the strategies that liches use. They talk about the strategies that a ghost might use, and even what the lesser undead might use. And, you know, it's, for some, it might not tell you anything you didn't already know, but for some, it might also give you some ideas on how to run these monsters better. The pre-generated lairs are useful right out of the box. I am not above stealing stuff to use in my campaign, especially these small lairs. I like the idea of something that I can just grab and plug into my campaign as an encounter. So I really like the lairs. I like the swarm templates, which basically are an overlay that you can stick on a monster to give it the ability to break down into a swarm of bats or into a cloud of sand or basically anything else that you've seen in a modern horror movie. So that was pretty freaking cool. Those are the kind of things that I like to do in my campaign, but I never necessarily had rules for them. I just kind of made it up as I went along. The undead encounters rock as I was saying before, any sort of tactical advantage that you can give to the DM, just great. Now, as far as the bad goes, the feats are too arcane and divine-oriented. I was really hoping to find some good combat feats that I could give to my Skeletal Way warriors, but the book really didn't give many that were appropriate. I mean, the kind of stuff, I don't know exactly what I was looking for. I'd know it if I saw it, but, you know, maybe some minor bonuses to saving throws, some better fighting techniques, you know, that sort of thing, but more themed for the undead. The ecology section is very small. I would like to have seen more attention given to the effects that the undead can have on their environment and possibly connected to plot hooks. As with the Book of Exalted Deeds, which if you've visited Nuketown recently, you know I really didn't like that book. It introduces this kind of toxin for undead or poison for undead, which they call positoxin, which just annoys the bejesus out of me. You know, I mean, I don't understand why poison is poison. Why do we need to have a poison that is specific to demons or specific to evil people or specific to undead? I mean, poison's poison. We have a whole realm of folklore to draw on, particularly for undead, of things that affect undead in disastrous ways. Why not play that up instead of inventing yet another variant for poison? The magic item section is only 6 pages. I'd really like to have seen more magic items, particularly more unique ones and more kind of lesser artifacts. I'd also like to have seen a few major artifacts thrown in. They have some... what the heck do you call them? The enhancements for body parts. They have replacement limbs. Basically, you know, you can chop off your arm and replace it with a zombie's arm. And these provide some of the bonuses that I were kind of looking for from feats. But again, you know, I mean, we kind of saw that in the Book of Vile Darkness. I like having them there. I'm certainly going to use them. But I really would have liked to have seen just more ways of augmenting just your kind of typical foot soldier above and beyond your normal necromancer. So overall, in terms of a rating, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. It's good, but it's not essential. I mean, it's definitely worth picking up for anyone for whom undead play a major role in their campaign. But, you know, it's not a book that you absolutely need to get. It is, however, really nice to have around.
Wow, that was a really cool review. And thanks again over to Nuketown Radio. Nuketown Active Radio, I should say, for putting this together and getting this ready for us and letting us play this on the show. And we've talked about getting in some more regular things from them too. So look forward to seeing some more stuff from Nuketown Active Radio here on the Tome. Those are some really cool guys over there, and I encourage everybody to check it out. Most of the feedback I've been getting for the show lately has been from people who have been talking to me about reporting for the show. And I've been organizing some things and getting some things together lately to make that happen, or it's been from other podcasts about sharing some things. Not a lot else from you guys, but I expect that to change real fast with the contest coming up. I expect to be getting a lot of stuff from you guys very soon. So I would definitely jump in there, because after all, if not a lot of people start sending me stuff, then there's going to be just a handful of people that are going to walk away with some really easy prizes that are really cool, and there's a lot of them. Well, that's the Libris Mortis episode. Don't forget to get your submissions in for the summer tome contest and win some of those awesome prizes that I discussed earlier from Geek Label, Mayhem Comics, and Sword's Edge Publishing. As always, I urge and welcome listeners to help the show in any way you can. One of the best ways is to participate, sending your emails or audio comments to thetomeshow@gmail.com, or let me know if you're interested in reporting for the show regularly. You can also instant message me, join the Tome Yahoo group, leave an audio, or call the Tome hotline at 206-666-2579. You can also dig the show at dig.com, vote for us on Podcast Alley, or leave an iTunes review. All of these things help the show get noticed, and I really appreciate them. Most of these can be found on the website at www.thetomeshow.com. This has been episode 19, Libris Mortis of
The Tome.